Hello and welcome to Stream It, the ultimate film and TV podcast made for you. Now, in this week's episode, we're hearing from the star of the awesome new Netflix movie, My Father's Dragon, Jacob Tremblay.
There's a lot of aspects that go into your performance, like your costume and, you know, the set you're on. It really helps you get into it. For animation, you don't really have it that much.
We've got Grace and Jack as well. They're telling us all about their favourite series in the Kids Review. And as always, we've got five picks of what you defo need to be watching this week. Hello, it's Fun Kids Stream It. Yeah, so this is Stream It, the podcast where we chat to the biggest movie stars in the universe and find out the best things for you to watch. Now, in today's episode, we've got a good one for you. We're going to be hearing from somebody who is starring in an awesome new Netflix animation. Yes, My Father's Dragon follows the adventures of the amazingly named Elmer Elevator as he searches for a captive dragon on Wild Island. Ooh. So Elmer is played by the super talented Jacob Tremblay, whose voice you may recognise from the Disney Pixar movie, Luca. He's also set to voice Flounder in next year's The Little Mermaid. He's busy, he's got it all going on. Now, our fellow Fun Kids presenter, Bex, spoke to Jacob recently to get the lowdown on My Father's Dragon. Let's take a listen.
My father was born a long time ago.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Elmer.
Morning, Elmer.
He lived in a world that seemed like it would go on forever. The times got hard.
Elmer!
And he was a child like any other, prone to scraped up knees and flights of fancy.
Why is everything so hard?
This is where I can help. You were kind to me. I'm going to return that kindness to you, Elmer. Just sitting there on this little tiny island, an amazing, spectacular, real, live.
Oh, dragon?
Well, first of all, Jacob, before I start, I believe it was your birthday a couple of days ago.
Yeah, the 5th.
So we got you a little birthday card.
Seriously?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Thank you so much.
We're Fun Kids Radio, we celebrate birthdays. So yeah, we got you a little birthday card just to say
thank you
birthday.
So much. That's and so kind of you.
No problem. I also drew a dragon on the back of it because...
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's perfect.
I thought, you know, animated film, I've got to, like, you know, up my game here. So that's what I did. So yeah, how was your birthday?
My birthday was great. I did school, got home, and I you know what I decided, though? I'm going to celebrate it when I get back because it was like a travel day.
Yeah, sure.
So, I'm hoping to get together with friends and have a nice party. Should I open this?
Yeah, go for it, man. Yeah. It's no expense bet.
you totally did not have to do this.
Well, so we noticed it was your birthday, and we just thought, you know
what?
Very special.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
You made my day. Thank you.
So we just thought we'd give you a birthday card, and then I put some dragon puns in there, and then you can hang it up.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries, man. So tell us a little bit about the film. Like, what was the thing that drew you to it? Was the fact you got to play an amazing kind of dragon-related character, that you got to go and travels with a dragon? What was the thing you loved about it?
I just loved how creative it was. I mean, I'd never read a script like it before, and just working with Gaten was so great because he just played the role so perfectly.
Sure.
And we actually got the chance to be able to record together. And it was amazing because his emotions were so powerful, and it really, you know, fed mine. So it was just a great experience.
Yeah, what was it like working together? Did you stand opposite each other? Were you next to each other? How did it work?
Yeah, it was like opposite. We had like my booth and then his booth, and then for like the first like moment it was like awkward because it was like this was my first like big animation, so I was a bit nervous too, but then after you know, working with Nora and Gaten, I just felt so comfortable, and I was so excited to go into work the next day.
That's not a bad thing to do, is it?
Yeah.
When you're excited to go to work, that's the dream.
This is very true. Yeah,
that's amazing. So what's the difference between voice acting and like acting on film as yourself?
I would say that the thing about acting in real life is that there's a lot of aspects that go into your performance, like your costume and, you know, the set you're on. It really helps you get into it. For animation, you don't really have it that much. But thank God Gaten was there because, it just really helped with my performance, just, like, getting into it. And I think he just suited the character so well, and Nora is such an amazing director, and
sure,
she, you know, she really pushed me to you know, have like a bigger performance because I was so used to kind of like that that, I guess, like, realistic performance. And I guess, like, for animation, is that sometimes in live action, a lot of it is, like, in your facial expressions.
Yeah, of course.
And for animation, you can't really display that as much, so it's, you really have to practice doing a lot through your voice.
And did you, I know you weren't a dragon, but did you practice doing some dragon roars? Did you fancy getting involved?
I wish. I mean, I'm sure Gaten probably would have. He was feeling a bit like, he had a sore throat during filming, though.
All right.
I guess not filming, recording. But even so, he did a great job. I don't know, I never practiced any dragon roars, though. I wish I mean, realistically speaking, though, when I was like 5, I'm pretty sure I had a pretty good one. I mean, after watching all those Jurassic Park movies, I was
Well, sure. Yeah, of course. You had channeled it, probably.
I channeled it, yeah.
Speaking of which, if you had a dragon, what would you do with it? Would you fly it? Would you make it light your candles on your birthday cake with its fire? What would you do?
If I had it on my birthday, I'd definitely light some candles. I mean, some big candles, too. Do some fireworks. That'd be so cool. I think I'd do a lot of flying. I mean, there would be no purpose in, like, getting a car at that point, because you could, like, fly anywhere. I mean, I'm 16 now, so in Canada I can get my learner's license.
Oh, great.
But, which is very exciting. But, yeah, if I had a dragon, I mean, that'd just be, just, like, flying me to school, you know, that kind of stuff. It'd be, like, never-ending story where I'm just, like, flying through the city.
I'd love that. You'd be like, see you later, guys, bye.
Yeah, see ya. I'm on my dragon now, yeah.
Oh, Jacob, thank you so much for chatting to us all about
the
film. And happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. Cool. Thank you for the card.
No worries,
it means a lot.
My name is Elmer.
My name's Boris. Not as cool, but it goes with my face.
My father would soon set foot in places no child had ever been before. Dangerous.
Elmer!
Wild.
Help!
Strange places.
That's what I'm going to look like after I get my fire. When I save the island.
You save Wild Island? You're pulling my leg. Hey, stop pulling my leg!
You already saved the island. I saw you do it.
No, that's the way Seiwa made me do it. But it can't be right because it just sinks worse the next time.
There must be a way to figure it out.
I brought this dragon to us. We will track him and the child.
What do I do now, Elmer?
Don't worry, because I'm coming with you. We're gonna do it together.
You always know what to do.
Come on! We have to get out of here!
You don't seem to be scared of anything.
Get him!
I'll look after you.
This really was my lucky day. And tomorrow's gonna be even luckier.
Oh, thanks, Bex, and thank you to Jacob. So, so cool to hear all about My Father's Dragon. If you would love to take a little watch, that is available for you on Netflix right now. You're going to love it. I think it's time to take a little look at the look forward. So this is the part of the pod where we tell you our top 5 picks of what you need to be watching this week. So we do all the hard stuff for you, all the scrolling, all the debating, all the, I don't know what to watch. We got you sorted.
To look forward.
I think we should start with My Father's Dragon. Obviously, I'm going for it today. We've just heard Jacob Tremblay chat about the movie. It's got dragons. It's got adventure. What more could you want? That is out for you right now on Netflix. Defo, take a watch. Also, Zootopia Plus. So the residents of the hit Disney movie Zootopia, they're back. Expect dancing. Expect singing. Weasels, the lot, it's all happening. That's available to stream on Disney Plus, and it's available from the 9th of November. Not long. Ah, this is a good one, The Dumping Ground. So growing up in a care home brings all sorts of tough challenges. But the kids at Ashdene Ridge know that if they stick together, they can get through anything life throws at them. Season 10 of The Dumping Ground is available to watch on iPlayer right now, and obviously all the previous seasons too. I'm a big, big fan of Transformers, and it's here, Earthspark. See, years after the end of the Civil War between the Autobots and the Decepticons, a new breed of Transformer is born, the Terran. Make sure you listen to next week's episode of Stream It, by the way, where we're going to be chatting to some of the cast from the awesome series. And you can take a little watch of Transformers Earthspark on Paramount Plus from the 11th of November. And to finish, the giant pair, an elephant and a cat, embark on a journey full of hazards, pirates, ghosts, and an underwater dragon to help save the missing mare. Yep. Oh, and there's a giant pair, because we all need one of them, right? You can watch this movie on Amazon Prime, and it's for you right now. Okay, it's time for the kids' review. This is the time where it's all over to you. It's your chance to be the star of the episode. I absolutely love this moment of Stream It. So each week we hear a review from you about a film that you really love, and it's super duper easy to get involved. We'll tell you how after we've heard from Grace and Jack. They're going to take it away. They have jointly reviewed their favourite series on Netflix. Over to you guys.
Hi, I'm Grace.
And I'm Jack.
We're reviewing a Netflix show called Alexa and Katie. It's about Alexa's life and how she gets better after cancer.
Her best friend Katie helps her along the way.
It's funny, a little bit romantic, and full of drama.
Oh, thanks, Grace. Thanks, Jack. Hey, super cool as well to hear two voices reviewing their fave film. That's right, you can do it with your best friend, you can do it with your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, but most importantly, you. And remember, if you would like to be involved, if you would like to be featured in an episode of Stream It, head on over to funkidslive.com/stream it, hit that big red button and record your review. We'd love to hear from you. And that's all we've got time for this week. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate us 5 stars, all that good stuff that we love. And remember, if you want to hear yourself on the podcast, then head on over to funkidslive.com/stream it to record yourself reviewing your favourite film. Really think about it. Be creative. Have a good think about why it's your favourite film and what you want everybody to know about the film that's going to make them go watch it. And we're also in the process of making a Zombies 3 special episode of Stream It. So we need some things from you. If you love the movie, we'd love to hear from you. FunKidsLive.com, once again, /Stream It, is the place to go to record yourself telling us why you love Zombies 3 and what your favourite part is. And next week, we're going to be hearing from the brilliant cast of Transformers Earthspark about the awesome new series. See you there. Bye.